我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with word prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你丰富的恩典和怜悯。
Because of your abundant grace and mercy.
你把你自己心里头的意念向我们来启示。
That you have revealed your heart beside.
你要叫我们这些原来不认识你的人，不仅是认识你，并且可以很实际的去经历你。
For us who did not know you before, now we can know you and to experience you.
因着你自己这样的定义，
and because of this will of yours,
蒙恩的人在你面前就一直在你的顾念的底下。
We who are blessed by you, we are continually under your care.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
你感动人心里面有个感觉，要以你做我们的居所。
That you have touched our heart, that we want you to be our dwelling place.
感谢你，你自己亲自的答应，也亲自的应许说，你是永永远远是做我们的居所。
And we thank you that you have promised it yourself that for all generations you will be our dwelling place.
并且你还继续说话，说话来印证你一定是如此的来领我们进入。你是我们的居所。
And that you continue to speak to us, and that you will for sure to lead us and guide us, and for you to be our dwelling place.
晚上我们再次聚在一起，我们仰望我们的主向我们继续的说话。
As we gather together this evening, we continue to look to our Lord to speak to us.
你很清楚地告诉我们怎样活在你是我们的永远的居所。
And that you will tell us very clearly how you will become our dwelling place forever.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We worship and we praise our Lord.
在这个越是混乱的时代，我们越要求我们的主做我们路上的光。
And in this chaotic generations, all the more we need to ask our Lord to be our light.
我们仰望在你面前。
And we look to you, Lord.
主向我们说话。
Lord, please speak to us.
感谢赞美你。
We praise you and we thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从读过诗篇以后。
And after we read Psalm 90.
本来上一次应该要把91篇也读完。
And last time we should have finished Psalm 91 also.
但是用完了时间的不可能。
But because of a time limitation, we couldn't go into 91.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上就从第29章开始。
This evening,
29篇开始。
就是 okay. We will begin with Psalm 91 this evening.
我想弟兄姊妹们应该先有一个体会。
And I think brothers and sisters should have first this understanding.
从90篇开始。一直到100几篇，这十几篇诗篇。
Beginning from Psalm 90 all the way to after 100, dozen of psalms.
只有第一篇在那里，确定是摩西的叫祷告。
And only the first one was confirmed to be a prayer of Moses.
但是我们很容易从第一篇所祷告。摩西的祷告的这个事情引发出92一直到100几篇的诗篇非常可能仍然是摩西的在神面前向神百姓的交通。
But because of Psalm 90, it is very likely that we can conclude that from Psalm 92 and onwards, these are also the prayers of Moses before God.
因为我们留意里面的内容，你在他怎么提出来，然后就带出什么什么什么了，那些一些学习，一些神的应许，都是围绕着这样的一个焦点，来交通的。
Because from that Psalm of Moses and what it brought forth, all the lessons and the promises of God, that we can see that's the focus.
那因此很多读经的弟兄姊妹们都以为这一部分的话是仍然是摩西的话，不过不能确定。
So many brothers and sisters who study the Bible think that these Psalms that follow Psalm 90 are also Moses' Psalms, but we are not sure about them.
虽然是不能确定,
even though we cannot be sure of it.
但是我们在感觉上很清楚看到, 从第90篇开始一直到零几篇, 是有一个中心点在那里, 领着那一个交通,
And so from Psalm 90 to the Psalms before Psalm 110, that we can see there is a focus there.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这个好像反映出来的那些交通, 实际上是回答90篇里头, 摩西祷告所带出的那一个要求。
So it seems like those Psalms following Psalm 90, it's a reaction. It's a reaction of what Moses prayed about in Psalm 90.
在90篇里头, 摩西一开始就提出一件事情, 神啊, 你世世代代做我们的居所。
In the very beginning of Psalm 90, Moses pointed out that, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
摩西就说,我提了一下,为什么我们要你做我们的居所。
And Moses briefly pointed out why we want God to be our dwelling place.
因为我们知道你是谁。
Because we know who you are.
那在90篇里头是轻轻地这样带把这个事情带了进来。
So in Psalm 90, it was just briefly touched upon.
但是神怎么样来印证他是摩西所说出的
But how does God prove that He is the God whom Moses talked about, the one who is full of authority?
他为什么会应许我们, 他要长久做我们的居所?
And why would He promise to be our dwelling place forever?
因为一碰到神永远做我们的居所, 在我们的日常生活里面, 就常常发生。 很多事情引起我们疑惑，神是不是真的是我们的居所？
Because when we touch upon this topic about God being our dwelling place in our daily lives, we will have many doubts and doubt that whether God is truly our dwelling place. We thank the Lord.
90篇就提出一件事情说，你们看看自己的年日。
In Psalm 90, it pointed out one thing for us to look at our days.
你们看看你们生活的实际,
and look at the reality of our living.
如果你们真实地在你生活的实际里面和你们生存的年日里头, 领会一个准确的事实的话, 就是你们没有平静安稳的日子, 活在地上。
And if we truly look at the days of our years, of our life, and how we live our daily lives, we will find out there is no peace and rest in our days.
我们既然是带着这许多的难处在那里，我们怎么能让神做我们世世代代的居所呢？
Since we have all these hardships, how can God be our dwelling place forever?
所以从91篇开始，就一直到 100几篇就说出神的所事和神的所作来印证他有这个权柄。
So from Psalm 91 on until the Psalms before 110, God is there to tell us how he can prove that he can be our dwelling.
他不仅是只有权柄。
Not only does he have authority.
他还有能力。
He also has power.
而这个能力不是一般的能力。 而是全能的能力。
And this power is not an ordinary power, but he's almighty.
因为90篇里面已经清清提到了,整个万有是主,是神所创造出来的。
Because in Psalm 90, we already briefly mentioned that all is created by God.
这个只是好像做题目一样摆在哪里。
And this seems like it's just a topic laying there.
但是神怎么来做成他所 已经做的事情去显明他是全能者的。
But how does God show that he is the almighty one by what he has done?
那从92篇就开始, 从各方面不同的 那个内容来显明神的权柄和能力。
So starting from Psalm 92, using all kinds of ways, they are to manifest God's authority and His almightiness.
91篇一开始，弟兄姊妹你注意，他的话是怎么说的
？And take note of the beginning of Psalm 91.
他说住在全能者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
Says he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话是一句，但是内容好大。
This is only one sentence, but the content is immense.
住在全能者，住在至高者的隐秘处，这是第一件事。
So the first thing is dwelling in the shelter of the Most High.
必住在全能者的荫下。
And will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
这是第二件事。
This is the second thing.
但是每一件事情所包括的内容，虽然九十一篇里边没有很清楚的提出来，但是它确实做一个题目一样子摆在那。
But the content of these two things, even though it's not clearly mentioned in Psalm 91, but it's as a topic.
而为什么神能用世世代代做我们的居所呢？
How is it that God can be our dwelling place for generations? Because He is God.
已经提过了。
That is already mentioned in Psalm 90.
你说那他是神，跟我有什么关系？
And you might ask, He is God, but what does it have to do with me?
感谢主。
We thank God.
第一篇里面也提到了，因为他创造了你。
It's also mentioned in Psalm 90 because He has created you.
不仅是创造了你。
Not only did He create you.
创造了整个的万有。
He has also created all things.
这是就是那一位全能者。
And so He is the Almighty One.
但是那具体的事情是怎么一回事啊？
But what is the concrete matter?
九十篇里边没有太多的提到。
And it's not mentioned much in Psalm 90.
那九十一篇呢？也没有很明显的提到。
And it's also not mentioned very clearly in Psalm 91.
但是从原则性上头就把我们带进实际里面去了。
But in principle, it takes us into the reality.
它怎么把我们带进去呢？
How does it bring us into reality?
如果弟兄姊妹们你注意的话，
If we pay attention, brothers and sisters,
你会发现，
And you will discover.
它不是借着道理来把你带进去。
It's not bringing us into reality by doctrines.
它是借着什么？
Then what is it by?
它是借着真理的印证来带我们进去。
It is by proving of the truth to lead us into it.
而不是说那个道理是这样子，所以你们就是享用神的那样的恩待。
It's not because of doctrines or reasons that you're here to enjoy God's grace.
不，神是把这个事情翻过来。
But that's not the case. God is turning this around.
因为你的全能，所以才印证你能让人以你永远做居所， 你也乐意做人的居所。
It's because you are the Almighty One. That's why you can let people, yourself be the dwelling place of men forever. And that you are willing to be it. And we thank the Lord.
他说的是住在至高者的隐秘处。
It says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意到了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神摆出来是至高者。
God is presented as the Most High.
那至高者是什么？
So what is the Most High?
就是说他是一切权柄的第一位。
Which is to say he is the first of all authorities.
一切组织系统的事物的第一位。
And he is the first among all the organizations.
如果用人的生活习惯来说，一个不要说小的了，说大的，最大的，一个国家的行政系统里头最高的那一位。
Then, using man's words, he will be the highest of a country's system.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这里不是说这些小团体的那个至高者。
We're not talking about just the highest one among some small organizations.
这里是说到宇宙里头的至高者。
This is talking about the most high of the universe.
因为第一篇里面已经说到了，万有都是根据他来的。
And because the hymn before this already says all is from him.
那万有摆在那里。
When all things are there.
至高者选在哪里。
And the most high is there.
那如果你要叫至高者显出来，你从许多的人事物里头去寻找呢，还是确定了那一个叫一切出叫一切显出被造出来显出来的那一位，绝对的是第一位的。
So in order for the Most High to be manifested, are you going to find him among all the people, or are you going to have him manifested among all things?
而这个是首先把神的地位放在人的认识里头最准确的那一点上。
So this is to first place God's position at the most accurate understanding of man.
他说如果你知道谁是至高者，
And if you know who is the most high,
你能住在他的隐秘处，
And you can dwell in his shelter.
我先不说怎么住在他的隐秘处，
We first won't go into how you can dwell in the shelter.
先来注意你住在至高者的隐秘处怎么带出，你住在全能者的荫下。
We'll first look at how when you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, then you can abide in the shadow of the Mighty.
那弟兄们从整句话来看，
And if we look at it as a whole,
你看到一个原因，
You see one reason,
就是你住在全能者的荫下。
Which is you abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
啊，对不起，你住在全能者的隐秘处。你住在全能者的隐秘处。对。
You dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
你住在全能者的荫下。
And you also abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
他就说对了，我就说错了。两句话是不等的。
And these two sentences do not equal to each other.
你住在至高者的隐秘处，也必住在全能者的荫下。
It doesn't mean you dwell in the shelter of the Almighty, and means that you abide in the shelter of the Most High.
如果你要准确的来读下去，这里头是一个因一个果。
If you read it accurately, there is a cause and there is a result.
你住在全能者的隐秘处。
And you dwell in the shadow of the Almighty.
你必定引出一个结果出来，你是在全能者的荫下。
If you dwell in the shadow of the Most High, then for sure you will be abiding in the shadow of the Almighty.
所以在以前，诗篇里面所提到的，或者在第一篇里面所提到的，人在神面前的各样的愚昧无知顶撞。
So just like what we mentioned in the previous Psalms, all those foolishness and ignorance of the people.
如果你能住在全能者这个至高者的隐秘处，
If you can dwell in the shelter of the Most High,
你一定得着一个结局。
Then for sure you have this consequence.
你所有的在神面前的短缺，神都给你完全的挪掉。
That all the shortcomings you have before God, God will get rid of them.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一件事情是非常重要的一个提点。
And this is a very important starting point.
那现在我们就要回头来问了。
Now we have to come back and ask.
什么叫做住在至高者的隐秘处？
What does it mean by dwelling in the shelter of the Most High?
那当然你能来到至高者的隐秘处，也就是说你能按照你的心愿住在神的家里。
And when you come to dwell in the shelter of the Most High, which means it is according to your desire, you can live in God's household.
但是这就牵到一个问题来， And, 什么叫做住到神的家里？
And then that brings forth a question, what does that mean by living in the household of God?
再说的坦白一点， 你怎么样可以成为神家里的人？
To make it more plain, how can you become a member of God's household?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主说错了。
And the Lord said,
你要真实的成为神家里的人。
In order to be truly, to become a member of God's household,
你必须是先要学习做一个在至高者的隐处与神同在的。
And you first have to be one to be with God, to be with the Most High in His shelter.
说清楚一点。
And to put it more clearly.
你是在神，在全至高者的面前不住的与他有交通的。
That you have to have a continuous fellowship with the Most High.
哦，这是一个很非常重要的关键。
And this is a very important key.
那我们如果先注意这一句话，你就注意到了。你能活在时刻的和神的交通里，那么神一切的荣耀、丰富、权柄、能力都在你身上贮藏起来，又给发表出来。
So if you're able to have a constant fellowship with God, all of God's authority, glory, and abundance will be able to be manifested through you.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们读到这一节圣经的时候。
When we read this verse,
我们就看到你说教会也好，基督教也好，
then you see whether it's the church or Christianity.
当中有一个非常非常我们没有办法来把它填满的那个破口。
And there is a gap that we are not able to fill.
那这一个破口就常把属神的人关在这个与至高者的隐秘处之外。
And this gap, or this hole often shut us out of the shelter of the Most High.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不承认。
And we have to admit this, brothers and sisters.
每一个人都走过这一段路才能进到神至高的隐秘处。
And everyone has to walk through this path before he can enter into the shelter of the Most High.
那条路是我们怎么走过的呢？
So how does we go through this path?
弟兄姊妹们，肯定一件事情，当你听见福音的时候，你不会听到隐秘处的事的。
And for sure, when we hear the gospel, we will not hear about the shelter.
如果说到隐秘处的事，你一点也不懂。
Because if we mention about the matters of the shelter, you would not have a clue.
所以在传福音的时候，传福音的人也不会给你提到隐秘处的。
So those who spread the gospel would not mention about the shelter.
总是提到我们和神的关系怎么调整到准确。
And we'll always just mention about how do we adjust our relationship with God to a correct point.
就我们的感觉来说，那就是说。我为什么要信主呢？因为信主可以叫我得着什么呢？
And according to what we understand is why we need to believe in the Lord and what can we gain by believing in the Lord.
所有进到主面前来的人都走过那一点。
All those who come before the Lord have gone through this way. And that we understand we are sinners.
我们承认我们的罪。
And we confess our sins.
我们又知道基督做我们的救主，他完成了救赎的工作。
And we know that Christ has become our Savior, that He has accomplished salvation.
你接受了主，你就脱离了那一个在神面前各样的亏欠。
And once you have accepted the Lord, you will be able to get rid of all your shortcomings before the Lord.
神的平安和祝福就会不住的临到我身上。
And then God's peace and blessing will continue to come upon me.
那这个是一般的。情况在教会里头的。
And this is a general condition in the church.
你看到一个聚会里头的弟兄姊妹们，不是每一个人都好好的活在与主交通里的。
And you know, in the fellowship, not every brother and sisters can live well in terms of fellowship with God.
在他们心思里说，我们已经得救了，我们每主日都回去聚会了，我们。该做的事情我们也都做到了，那么我们与神中间的关系就完全的做成了。
And in their hearts, they might think that they go to church regularly and all the things that ought to, they ought to do, they do. So they have a right relationship with God.
这个问题是非常普遍的, 在成为教会的团体里。
And we find that this is a very common problem in the church.
能知道神在他的救赎的里面, 他要把我们从一个 死在罪恶和过犯当中的人，带到一个在神的眼中完全没有瑕疵的那一个实际里。
And to, you know, for us, it's hard to know that we are saved from our sins and transgressions, to, and we're to be brought to be a point that we are blameless.So in the beginning of Psalm 92, in the very beginning, it points out.
住在至高者隐密处的，比住在全能者的荫下。
In Psalm 91, it says, "Who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty."
上面是我们得保存的原因。
And later,
it
mentions about the result of us being
saved.上面是我们得保存的原因。
And before this is the reason why we are saved.
现在问题就来了。Now
here's the question.
我们常常不是。 听到一些弟兄姊妹们一些声音，甚至是我们自己，也常常会发出那样的暗暗的声音。And
often we will hear this from other brothers and sisters, or even for ourselves, we will have this saying within us.
为什么主允许这些事情发生在我身上？
That why would the Lord allow this to happen to me?
他不是说。 你跟他连接了，他就把一切的恩惠祝福全给你吗？
Didn't he say that as soon as we are one with him, he will give us all the grace and blessings?
那为什么现在我会碰到这些难处？
So why is that now I will encounter such problems?
那当然我们知道这个没有一个唯一的答案在哪里的。
And we
这个那种观点。
And we know that there's no one answer.
这底线都第一，我们在神面前活得不够好，神要借助各种各样难处来催逼我们到神面前去。And
so the first reason could be that we are not living well before God. So God uses all kinds of difficulties to help us to go draw near Him.
另外一个情形呢？
And then the other situation.
我们是追求了。
That we have some kind of pursuit.
但是我们追求到一个地步，自己就以为我也到了最高点。But
we pursue to a point that we think that we are at the highest point.
那所以也停在那一个位置上，不往前去。So
we stay at the same place and would not go forward.
弟兄姊妹们。Brothers
and sisters.
那光是这两件事，两方面的事情，你就注意到。
Just by these two conditions, you will see.
他说住在至高者的隐密处。
Here it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
那就说出一件事。
It tells us one thing.
你跟神中间是有关系的。
That you have a relationship with God.
他接受了我们，我们也接受了他。
He has received us, and we have received him.
他在我们里面，我们也在他里面了。
He is in us, and we are in him.
这个是救恩带来给我们的恩典。And
this is the grace brought forth by salvation.
和地位。
And also the position.
但是这个地位并不等于我们在神面前有那个属灵的实际来靠到。
But this position doesn't mean we have the reality that we are at the completion of the eternal will of God. So the key is this place, the shelter. So what is the shelter?
我跟神谈话。
That I speak to God.
神跟我说话。
And God speaks to me.
在这样的一个说话的过程里。 只有我跟主，主跟我。
In this process of speaking, it's only the Lord and I the Lord.
那就是说到我们在我们那个日常的与神交通的学习上面，我们没有不但是没有停止，并且我们还继续在神面前。 有渴慕。
That speaks of our fellowship with God. Not only do we not stop at a certain point, but we continue to pursue.
而我们不仅是这样，我们已经认识了主。
And not only that we already know the Lord.
我们在要追求更完全的认识主。
But we want to pursue after knowing the Lord more completely.
而我们不仅是经历过神一点点的工作。
Not only have we experienced a little bit of God's work.
而我们是要神在我们身上可以完全没保留的做成他要做的那一个大工。
But we will be able to let God work freely with our reservation.
我们是存着这样的心思到神的面前。
And this is the heart that we have before God.
交通在这样的一个实际里。
And we are fellowshipping in this reality.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主就说。
And then the Lord says. 那
他就住在必定住在全能者的荫下。
Then he says, you will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
刚才我特别和弟兄姊妹提到那个鼻子的所引出来的那一个事实。
And earlier especially mentioned about the word will or for sure.
我们现在可以归结来说一个。
Now we can summarize it.
我们要承受神的完全的祝福恩典。扶持怜悯造就一直把我们带到圣洁没有瑕疵。
And in order to receive complete God's edification, His blessing, His grace, and to enter into this complete edification of His.
你不能缺少经常维持与神有一个紧密的交通。
And one thing you cannot lack is to continue to have fellowship, to have this very close relationship with God.
这个交通不是形式上的交通。
And this is not just fellowship in form.
你注意到它说明是隐秘处。
Because you pay attention, it says it's in the shelter.
那就是只有你和主，主和你。
Then that means it's only you and the Lord, more than you.
我们哪有这许多时间？
You might say that how do we have so much time?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神的救赎叫我们是给带进基督的生命里。
God's salvation brought us into the life of Christ.
那因此从交通的那一个跟那个依靠来说，我们和神中间是完全没有遮挡的。
So in terms of fellowship, there is no barrier whatsoever between God and us.
为什么要与神交通？
For you to have fellowship with God.
怎么样呢？从正规来说。哦，你我们每天的读经了，祷告了，聚会了。
And for us, we will say this is our prayer time, reading the Bible and coming to gatherings.
但是这些当然是在与主交通的事情的范围里。
And these are all within the boundaries of having fellowship with the Lord.
但是我想弟兄姊妹要注意的是什么呢
？But this is what do we need to pay attention to?
是在隐秘处。这几个字所带给我们的那一个属灵的实际
which is the spiritual reality that is brought forth by these words in the shelter.
我换一句来说
in other words,
我们不仅是有习惯上团体性的那一个交通
not only should we have a habitual and in a corporate way of
fellowship.
我相信这里
的话是指着你个别人
I believe these words is pointing at us personally.
你个别人与主常常有交通。
That personally we will have constant fellowship with the Lord.
这个就是我刚才说，我们哪有那许多时间
？And this is to respond to the early questions. Why would how would we have so much time?
这个就是我们感谢主给我们的那一份救赎恩典里头的丰盛的怜悯。
And that we need to thank the Lord for His abundant mercy in His salvation grace.
他说你跟主在隐秘处有交通。
Says when you fellowship with the Lord in the shelter.
就是说根本就没有给时间，没有给环境来限制的。
Which is to say, is not limited by time or circumstance.
随时随刻你都可以到主的面前来。
Any moment you can come before the Lord.
随时随刻你都能接受到从主宝座来到您这边来的一些感动。
At any time you can receive prompting from the throne of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我不知道我们的弟兄姊妹们在日常生活里头有没有把神的话调进来。
And I don't know if brothers and sisters in your daily life have you received God's word.
在我们生活里头有没有用感谢赞美和主又连接上来。
And have we connected with God in our daily lives using praises and thanksgiving?
那如果你留意到神所隐秘处的时候，你就知道你是一个不受限制的人。
And verses, if we see that God says in the shelter, then you know you're not limited.
在不妨碍到别人的事情上面，你随时可以跟主有很面对面的交通。
And as long as you are not hindering others, then any moment you can come before the Lord.
你说我要唱诗赞美神。
And you say that I want to sing hymns to praise God.
但是我在办公室里。
But I'm in the office.
我怎么可以在那里做这个事情？
How can I do that in the office?
弟兄姊妹们，你可以不必唱出声来的。
Brothers and sisters, you don't have to sing aloud.
你里面在那里是歌唱。
And you can sing from within.
你里面就连接到神的宝座。
So from within, you can be connected to the throne.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常神给我们的充满了祝福的恩典。
And brothers and sisters, this is an abundant blessing from God.
你当然不能在办公的时候带本圣经去。我现在读圣经，事情我不办，我做好了以后再办事。
And then you cannot just bring your Bible and read your Bible during office hours and say that I'll read my Bible first before I work.
这个也是不该做的。
And this is not something you ought to do.
因为做这个就损害我们做神见证的另一面。
And because if you do this, then you cannot be a good testimony for God.
但是我们的确是可以在做事情的时候，让神的话语仍然不住的给我们有照明。
But we can still receive enlightenment from God's words while we work.
明显的，暗暗的，主的话在你里边，给你一个感觉。给你一个催促，给你一个镜子。
And it could be a very openly or hiddenly God's words can give you prompting or stop you from doing something.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是个感谢主。
And we truly thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
第二篇一开头这一句话，把我们整个属灵生活的原则和最主要的那个学习的那一个方向点了出来。
And Psalm 91, it tells us the spiritual reality of our spiritual lessons.
所以你往前去的时候，你就看到。
So when you continue to read on, you find out.
你是碰到各种各样的困扰。
You can encounter all kinds of hardships.
甚至在你周围已经不少人给同样的困扰。我们不说是什么困扰，疾病也好，生活环境里头的催促也好，人中间的那个习惯也好，都不受那些来影响。
But we, no matter what kind of hardship it is, whether it's illnesses or circumstances in your life or from other people,
我们只是注意到主怎么来做我的主。
That you will not be affected, but we only focus on how the Lord is our Lord.Because he is the Most High.
他在隐藏里给我说话。
And he will speak to me in a hidden way.
他说的话是一定是把我带到他心里头最宝贝的那个定规。
And the words he speaks will for sure bring us to the most precious desire in his heart.
那所以插出去，回到诗篇第一篇一直开了头到这里。开头那一部分你一直是看见大卫在那里求神拯救这个成就那个。
So if we go back to Psalm 1, we'll see that David was asking God to save him from this and from that.
但是很有意思。
But interestingly,
第二卷里面弟兄姊妹记得的，他是从个人的经历进到集体的那一个学习。
And starting from book two, he enters into a corporate learning from individual learning.
现在一来到第三卷的时候呢，
And when we come to book three,
就不仅是你在你个人的生活里头去寻求主，或者是做 说你和众人一同寻求主。
And it's no longer just in your individual life you pursue after God or in or with others that you pursue together.
他特别给我们留意到的第一篇第二篇是给我们在行事上面去追求主。
And for the first and the second psalm, it tells us that we are pursuing the Lord.
到了卷三的时候。
And in book three.
到了卷四的时候。
And in book four.
他就领我们很清楚的看出，你要在神面前真实的蒙恩，你该走的路是该怎么走。
It does see very clearly in order to be blessed by the Lord.
而不是你外面做了什么。
How should you walk? It doesn't depend on what you do.
你实际接触到什么。
But it's in reality what you have encountered.
特别在第二篇里头，把这样一个重的话语做第二篇的，九十二篇的，九十一篇的开始。
Especially this is emphasized in Psalm 91 in the very beginning.
所以九十二篇你往前走。
So when you continue on,
你就看到神在一切的难处里头，叫属神的人给围绕起来，给神的纪念来扶持。
And we will see it among all the hardships, those who belong to the Lord are remembered by the Lord.
不管有在那里有些话说，不管千人万人都倒在你的周围，你也不必害怕。
And those words says that even though 1,000 might fall at your side, that you should not be afraid.
无论你落到什么样的困扰，神说我一定与你同在。
And no matter what kind of hardship you are in, God said that He will for sure be with you.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得？
Princess, remember.
第一句的话怎么说？
What does the first verse say?
你说那这样就正好了，我到了哪里神都陪伴着我。
And you say this is so good that wherever I go, God is with me.
不，如果你了解了第一节的话，你就不会这样想。
But if you understand verse one, you would not think this way.
现在神就在这里印证了。
Here, God is to prove.
神是为什么我爱他。
To say, then God said that why do I love him?
为什么他碰到难处，我一定把他围绕起来。
And why would I surround him when he encounters difficulty?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你来看看这一句话。
And brothers, let's take a look.
九十二篇，九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
九十一篇，十四节。
Verse 14.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。他若求告我，我就应允他。
Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him.
他在艰难中，我要与他同在，我要搭他闸，搭救他，使他尊贵，我要使他诸享强寿。将我的救恩显明给他。
I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation.
神就说里面的整个的内容，神都几乎包括在这几句话里了。
The entire content of God's salvation is almost all included in here.
但这几句话是给我们知道，神做工要把我们做到一个什么的地步和结果。
And these few verses tell us the extent of God's work and the result of it.
关键要留意的不是这几句话。
But the key we need to pay attention to is not here.
而是这几句话给会发生在我们身上的那一个原因。
But the reason why these verses would take effect in us.
我想这是一个非常简单的事，但是常常是神的儿女们容易忽略的事。
And I think this is something rather simple, but it's often neglected.
就像刚才我特别提到，许多时候我们在形式上面有一些与神亲近的光景，但实际上我们和神中间维持着一个好大的距离。
And just like I mentioned before, we might have some fellowship with God, but actually that's quite a big distance in terms of relationship with God.
那叫这个事实成为我们身上的事实，那个关键在哪里？
So what is the key for this to become our reality?
就是十四节的第一句。
It is in the first sentence, or first part of verse 14.
因为他专心爱我，我就知道他。他因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
And God says, because he loves me, therefore I will deliver him.And because he knows my name, I will set him securely on high.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看这几个字，这一节经文。
And my sisters, do not take this verse lightly.
你看到一件事。
And you see one thing here.
我们把整个属灵的事情，整个的来连接来看的时候，你会看到这样的一个过程的。
If we connect the whole matter, we will see this process.
这个过程。不是我们造出来的，是罗马书第八章给我们启示出来的。
And this is not a process that we made up, but is revealed in Romans chapter 8.
那个内容就是神把一切该做的都做好。
And the content is God has done everything that he should have done.
那人对神的所做的，对神自己和神所做的，有一个完全的爱慕。
And that man has complete desire for God and His work.
你爱主的自己。
And you love God Himself.
你爱主的旨意。
And you love God's will.
你爱主手中的工作。
And you love the work of God's hand.
你爱主所爱的一切。
And you love what God loves.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在这里说。
Here the Lord says.
因为他爱我。
Because He has loved me.
我就搭救他。
Therefore I will deliver him.
特别是下一节
especially what follows.
因为他知道我的名
because he has known my name.
我要把他安置在高处
I will set him securely on high.
对照第一节来说你怎么能到至高处
and to compare this to verse 1 how do you go to the most high?
你信主得救了是不是在至高处
after you believe in the Lord you receive salvation are you at the most high point?
地位是
In terms of position, yes.
实际不是。
But in reality, no.
现在这里就告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
你要很实际的找到至高处。
In order to be practically at the most high place.
首先要学习操练的是里面对主那个完全的爱慕。
First, you have to practice is a complete love toward the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们实际的是活在这样的一个光景里。
If we truly live under such circumstances.
神说他就在我们周围显明他的扶持恩待和陪伴。
And God said that he will manifest his care and his love around us.
直到神的旨意毫无保留地完成在我们的身上。
Until God's will is manifested in us without reservation.
你读到末了，你就看到这样的一个。
Read the end of this song, you will see this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么第一，走过了第一九十一篇。
So after we finish Psalm 91,
那我们就要进到九十二篇。
Then we will go into Psalm 92.
我本来说和弟兄姊妹一直看到九十七篇。没有办法。
I originally intended to go to Psalm 97, but we can't make it tonight.
我们看到九十二篇就已经，我很开心了。
I will be happy to just finish Psalm 92.
那么现在转到九十二篇。
Now we go to Psalm 92.
你看到九十二篇，一开头是什么
？And what do you see in the beginning of Psalm 92?
你要跟以前的来比较。
You have to compare to what's prior to this.
你就知道那一个。特殊的地方。
Then you will see what's special about this.
以前的绝大部分是在神面前等候神的手伸出来。
And most of what's prior to this is for someone to wait before God and wait for him to stretch out his hand.
来到九十二篇了。
Now we come to Psalm 92.
那个属灵的实际操练就转了一个方向。
The practical spiritual lessons has turned a corner.
转了一个什么方向呢?
Or turned to a different direction. What is this direction?
在神面前, 不住地歌颂, 赞美神。
Is to continue to praise and sing praises to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们留意到这一件事情的时候, 你就记起了91篇里头, 因为他爱我, 所以我要搭救他。
And when we see this, we remind of what's in Psalm 91, because he has loved me, therefore I deliver him.
我怎么爱主呢?
How do we love the Lord?
怎么让主知道你爱主呢?
How do we show the Lord that we love him?
就要看我们实际活在神面前是怎么活了。
Then that depends on how we live before the Lord.
一个真实在神面前会活的人, 我们注意22篇开头的,
And one who truly knows how to live before the Lord, let's take note of beginning of 92.
安息日的诗歌.
It says a song for the Sabbath day.
弟兄姊妹们你就看到了.
And verses you see.
你要进入安息.
You have to enter into rest.
你就要怎么活.
And then you should live a certain way.
你在那些诗,你会在诗歌的里面感觉你与主的同在。
And within the Psalms, you will feel the presence of the Lord. Then you can enter into rest.
为什么你,那一句话虽然不是圣经的本文,
Even though that's not the original words in the Bible.
92篇的本文的那一个很浓缩的属灵的实际点了出来。
But it is pointing out the spiritual reality condensedly in Psalm 92. In order to enter into rest. And you have to be rid of all the bondages, all the disturbances, and live joyfully before the Lord.
满足的,
and you can be satisfied.
讨神的喜悦的,
and you can please the Lord.
要叫自己里头感到充满的,
and that we can feel fulfilled within.
主说,
and the Lord said,
你可以自己检查一下,
you should examine yourself.
在你生活里头, 有多少诗歌充满在里面?
And in your daily living, how much are you filled with songs?
如果你生活里头没有诗歌的成分的, 那这个缺口好罢了。
But if you are in lack of psalms or hymns in your daily lives, and then you have a lot of shortcomings before the Lord.
而我们的主眼睛一直看着我们,
our Lord's eyes are continuously upon us.
他固然是看着我们在他的面前的学习追求,
and of course, he is looking at us in our pursuit and our learning before him.
当然他同时也注意你的俗事和追求, 和那个学习是不是能到让你带到一个地步你进入安息。
But he's also looking at us whether in our pursuit and our learning are these bringing us into rest.
你可以活在安息里。
You can live in rest.
如果你做事做了许多其他的事, 但是你里面没有平安没有安息,
and if you are doing many things, but within you, there's no peace and rest.
弟兄姊妹们,
then brothers and sisters,
这不是主在那里吹毛求疵来说我们的不对,
and this is not the Lord being overly critical and say that we are wrong.
而是主非常实际地要提醒我们, 你要真实地进到与至高者在隐密处来相交。
But it is God reminding us that we need to enter into the shelter of the Most High to have fellowship with
him.
And then you can find proof in your daily life.
刚过了主日,
and last Sunday,
我跟慧芬姊妹, 谈到她的最近的那个病情的发展,
and I was talking with our sister Huifen about her illness.
如果按照一般人的领会来说, 这一个病情的发展是坏处多过好处。
And according to general understanding, the development of the illness is going worse than going better.
本来的病情已经是一个 非常不容易应付的。
And the illness originally is by itself is something that is hard to handle.
现在要多增加一个事情在那里。
And now there's something else added to it.
你能平安的上来吗？
Can you still have peace?
你能安息的上来吗？
Can you have rest?
你能有喜乐在那里维持着吗？
Can you maintain your joy?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在慧芬姊妹的身上。
In our sister Hui Fen,
在她跟我交通的过程里，
and in the process of her fellowship with me,
我一直是觉得她还是满了喜乐的。
I feel that she is still filled with joy.
看到前面可能的结果，她没有觉得有什么为难。
And she did not feel perplexed by looking at the possible outcome.
看到现在要面对的事实。他没有觉得没有路走。
And she did not feel that there's no way out for her when she sees what's happening now.
她一直觉得非常，在她自己来说，她觉得非常奇妙的事。
And one thing she finds is very wonderful.
她说她不知道神这一次让她增加这么一个难处是为什么。
And she said that she does not know why God has added this problem.
但是她领悟了一件事。
But she understands one thing.
他说神让我知道我有这样的一个新的难处以前神先向我说了话。
And before I know of this new problem, God has spoken to me first.
他就替我提到他在那几天以前甚至在他知道这个消息的当天神一直给他说话让他知道会发生什么事情。
And she told me that the few days before she got the news and also on the day before she got the news, God has already spoken to her. We thank you.
你能不能进到安息里就印证我们这些人在神的面前和主的那个关系是到了一个什么样的实际里。
Whether we can enter into rest is a proof of whether we have entered into reality of the fellowship of God.
但是你怎么能知道你是在安息里的。
Then how can you tell you are in rest?
如果用诗篇上的话来说，你会唱诗就会就是了。
And using the words in the Psalms, that if you are able to sing, then
you can. 如果你不会唱诗呢，就要有点保留了。
And if you are not able to sing hymns, and then that's some reservation.
你说我们不会唱诗啊，连那个诗歌的词都没有记得很好啊，那怎么唱？
And you might say that I can't sing hymns because I cannot even remember the lyrics very well. How can I sing?
唱出来啊，连自己都在那里讨厌自己。
And when I sing, I dislike myself.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
只要你肯唱。
As long as you're willing to sing.
慢慢你就从不会唱到会唱。
And gradually you go from not knowing how to be able to sing.
弟兄姊妹也记得我说到以前我在河南的时候在那时候聚会已经是进到家庭聚会的那种形式的那一个时候1952年。
And I mentioned the Brand Sisters in about 1952 when I was in Hunan and I was fellowshipping and at the house church.
我在河南时候在开封参加主日就是参加一个聚会。
And in Hunan, Kaifeng, I was joining a fellowship.
那个聚会那个是剩下的人已经不多了。
And there were not many left at that fellowship.
但是那个聚会的牧师啊，心还是向着主。
But the pastor still had a heart toward the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹虽然人很少，但是他们在聚会里头向着主的心确实非常的清楚。
So even though there's only a few brothers and sisters, but they have a very clear heart toward the Lord.
我向一些弟兄姊妹提过了，当中有一个老弟兄。
And I've mentioned to some brothers and sisters. So among the brothers and sisters there.
80几种就过了，到90没有，我就不敢说。
There was a older brother who was 80-some 90 years old.
他每次唱诗歌，他声音是最大的。
And every time they sang hymns, he was the loudest.
但是每次唱的诗歌，从第一句到最末了一句，没有一句是准的。
But from the very first line to the last, he was off key.
哎呀，好些人就说，哎，你怎么这样的？
So people would criticize him.
他说我就是只会这样。
But then he said that that's all I can do.
我感谢主就是这样。
I thank the Lord. This is how I am. We thank the Lord.
主不是看他在那里表演歌唱。
God is not looking at him performing.
神是看他在那里，他在那里做的，跟他心里头那个意念。有没有连结的？
God's looking at whether what he does outwardly is in one accord with what's in his heart.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一个老弟兄到现在也很，我名字我从头就没有记起他叫什么名字。
I don't remember this brother's name.
可是他的样子我从来没有忘掉。
But I've never forgotten how he looked.
现在我女儿常常来问我，有人来说要找你谈谈，他说你认识他的。叫什么名字什么地方，我说糟糕，连印象我都没有了。
And even today my daughter would come to me and say so and so wants to talk to you and he's from such a place and I had no impression whatsoever.
那个是谁呢？
And I don't know who those people are.
现在我就是到了这样的一个很善忘的那个情形。
And this is how forgetful I've become.
但是稀奇的那个老弟兄的光景时常显在我的心思。
But wonderfully, the conditions of that brother often appear within me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他不会唱诗。
He didn't know how to sing hymns.
但是他是一个唱诗的人。
But he is someone who can sing hymns.
主的话提醒我们。
And the words of the Lord remind us.
我们在承受神的恩典的过程里，我们要学习做一个唱诗的人。
In the process of us receiving grace from God, we need to learn to be someone who sings hymns.
借着唱诗来操练我们停留在主的安息里。
And through singing hymns that we practice to continue to dwell in God's rest.
但是我都根本没安息，我怎么能唱诗歌进到安息？
But if I don't have rest, how can I gain rest by singing hymns?
不是叫我们用唱诗来做工具引我们进安息。
We're not using hymns as a tool to lead us into rest.
而是我们里面的那个安息催逼你要在神的面前有歌唱。
But it's the rest that is within us prompts us to sing hymns before the Lord.
你说这不是矛盾吗？
And you say, isn't it contradictory?
表面上看来是矛盾。
On the surface it is.
事实上不是，是主的管理。
But in reality, it's not. It is the government of the Lord.
你要唱诗唱不出来，因为你里面不安息。
You cannot sing hymns because you don't have rest within.
主就这就是提醒你。
And God, the Lord is using this to remind us. So and so.
你现在的光景跟我中间的距离太多了，你赶快回来。
You are at a very great distance from me. Come back.
翻过来你说我唱得不好，我怎么能唱？
And on the other hand, you might say that I don't sing well, how can I sing?
神说我是要看你的心思是什么样的心思，而不是看你外面的表演。
But what God wants is to look at our heart within, it's not looking at our outward performance.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当然这个是外面的学习，我不是叫告弟兄姊让弟兄姊妹，哦，你知道了，当时我们在聚会里一个弟兄唱不诗歌来，你失去了安息。
And of course I'm not telling brothers and sisters to criticize other brothers and sisters when they cannot sing hymns that you will point at them and say you've lost your rest.
你碰到另外一个弟兄姊妹说，哦，你安息过浓了，过头了，你唱的是，你看你唱的多热闹，跟别的弟兄姊妹们都配不起了。
And then you that you might point at another brother and sister and say that you have too much rest and you are out of tune with other brothers and sisters. We thank God.
神借着许许多多的实际的操练，来印证我们那个属灵的光景，在神面前对，或者是不够准确。
And it's through many practical lessons God is there to show us to prove whether we are living in the right condition.
所以九十二篇最开始就说你们要称谢耶和华，歌颂你至高者的名。
So that's why in Psalm 92, in the very beginning, it says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
然后你接上那个时候，因为在旧约的时候，他们用乐器是比较普遍，比较注意一点的。
And because in the Old Testament time, there's a lot of musical instruments.
说到这里的时候，我要先插出去说一下。
And I might digress a little bit here.
现在许许多多的称为教会的，他们聚会的时候也是音乐队出来陪伴的。
And many so-called fellowship nowadays, they use a lot of music.
你说好不好呢？
And you might say whether it's good or not.
你说好，因为圣经是这样说。
And you said it is good because that is it says so in the Bible.
但是我们从来不考虑这一个。
But this is not our concern.
我们为什么从来不考虑这一个？
Why is it not our concern?
因为你不会忘记，诗篇里头所发表的是旧约，是律法上，是神的那一个安排。
And because we have to remember the psalm is in the Old Testament and it is the law, it is the arrangement of God.
所以在旧约里头你看到有灵长。
So in the Old Testament, there is the chief musician.
有许多歌唱的立位人。
And there are the Levites who sing.
还有许多弹琴的击鼓的各样都有。
And there are others who play the drums or play the harp.
他们那样做是对。
And when they did these, they were right. But when we come to the New Testament,
你新在新约的时候，你要注意新约谁是怎么带领。
And we have to pay attention to the guidance from the New Testament.
那最好的就是约翰福音第四章。
And the best is in the Gospel of John chapter 4.
主说得很清楚。
It's very clear by the Lord.
时间到了。
It is time.
在旧约里头，一切的那些都停止。
All that's in the Old Testament will come to an end.
新约有新约的侍奉敬拜的路走。
And in the New Testament, there is the way to worship.
那我们看看那节圣经。
Let's go to that passage.
约翰福音。
A Gospel of John.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
弟兄姊妹，你看到
了。But sisters, you see this.
到了新约的时候。
When it comes to the New Testament.
神不是注意你外面做了什么。
God does not look at what you do on the outside.
他注意你里面的是什么。
But he focuses on what is within you.
为什么是这样呢？
And why is this?
那这个就牵涉到我们对神的认识一个很重要的关键。
And it has to do with the key of what we understand of God.
他说神是灵。
Because it says God is spirit.
我中文把它加个个字上去，那不加的不好。神是灵。
God is spirit.
神不是物质。
God is not material.
神没有物质性的那个身体。
God is not physical. He does not have a physical body. He is spirit.
那所以你要敬拜他的时候。
So in order to worship him,
你只能在灵里去敬拜。
You can only worship him in spirit.
那因此我们常常提醒弟兄姊妹们。
So we often remind brothers and sisters.
我们唱诗歌的时候，不是只是口头唱了那些字句出来。
When we sing hymns, we're not just singing hymns with our mouth.
我们盼望把我们唱进诗歌里，也把诗歌唱进我们里面。
And we hope to enter into the hymns and let the hymns enter into us.
那么现在第三篇92篇里面就说到了，要称颂耶和华，歌颂你至高者的名。
So in Psalm 92 is to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to the Most High.
他们那时用许多乐器，我刚才说了，我就不题外的提出来。
And they use many musical instruments, and I will not go into it.
再往前去看。
And as we go forward.
早晨传扬你的慈爱，每夜传扬你的信实，这本为美事。
To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night.
在时间上，你看见一个早 早晨一个晚上。
In terms of time, you see the morning and the night.
他是说不管是早上我是晚上。
So no matter whether it's in the morning or at night.
你不必管外面的那个环境是怎么样。
Which is to say, you do not have to pay attention to the outward circumstance.
你就是在那里要机会你就要显明神的慈爱。
But whenever you have an opportunity, you're there to manifest God's loving kindness.
在好像黑夜的光景里，你都要传扬他的信实。
Even in the circumstance as it's like a night, you should declare his faithfulness also.
主就在那里肯定说这是美事。
And then God is there to say it is good.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到了，从时间和环境上面，你完全不受限制。
So, but
有条件、有机会的时候，你就把神的福音也好。如果是在弟兄姊妹中间，那这神给我们的话语也好，我们在那里能带出一个交通，那是美事。
So we see that doesn't matter in terms of time or circumstance. Any opportunity that we have, we should declare about God's words and His gospel or fellowship with brothers and sisters about His words.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神让我们一直。在旧约的时候，那一个诗篇是在旧约里面的诗篇，在旧约的诗篇虽然那里没有太多讲到里面的学习。
And even though the Psalms is in Old Testament, and in Old Testament, it does not mention often about learning from within.
他们那个时候一切都是根据律法。
Because at that time, everything is according to the law.
不像主带我们走到现在新约的时候，他让我们留意。恩高的教训就是里面的引导和管理，神的话语的光照和约束。
And it's not like in the New Testament that the Lord has guided us into learning from the teaching of the anointing and the guidance from within.
但是不管旧约也好，新约也好。
But whether it's the Old or the New Testament,
环境跟时间不是限制我们在神的面前进入安息的。
Time and conditions cannot restrain us from entering to God's rest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那主就让我们看到了，你能常常维持住于住在至高处的隐秘交通，你会引出你活在地上的时候，你是给安息来完全围绕着。
God shows us that if we can keep ourselves in the fellowship, in the shelter of the Most High, then we will be surrounded by rest while we are on earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们在这里说这个话的时候，我们好像没办法跑回，没有办法不跑回诗篇以前那一大堆的话。是大卫也好，是其他人也好。他们在神面前所表达的就是神啊，我现在在困扰你。
As we speak of these things, we cannot help but to go back to the earlier Psalms, whether it's from David or from other people, that they constantly tell God they're in the midst of difficulties.
这和这里的话不是又有冲突了吗？
And aren't they in contrast with the words here?
如果你摸到那个实际的时候。完全没有冲突。
And brothers and sisters, if you can touch upon the reality, then there's no conflict.
所说的各种各样的困扰，也是这里神说出他允许困扰对我们的那个实际的造就。
And because all those difficulties or hardships, they are in God's hands to edify us.
所以在那里就说到了，你第四节就说。因你耶和华借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要沿你因你手的工作而歌欢呼。耶和华你的工作何其大，你的心思何其深。说什么？
So in verse 4 and 5, for you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you've done. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. What does that mean?
我读到这段话我觉得很有意思。
And I find these words very meaningful.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有注意到。
I don't know if brothers pay attention to
these words. 那是代名词的使用所表达的意思。
And what's expressed in the pronouns here?
你在以前一直读绝大部分的时候，我是指着我，你是指着神。
And before, whenever we see I, it's talking about me, and then you would refer to God.
到了92篇的时候呢，你发觉这一个翻是翻转过来了。
But in Psalm 92, you see the relationship has been turned around.
神是你。
That when it says you, it's God, and I is referring to me.
那这个一翻转来。
And to put in reverse.
弟兄姊妹注意到一件什么事呢？
What do you see, brothers and sisters?
以前是我求主。
Before I asked of the Lord.
现在是求主印证他自己。
Now is the Lord proving himself.
所以这九十二篇里面绝大部分的是你我你我你我，跟前面的是我你我你。
So in Psalm 92, most of the order is you and then I, and before it was I and then you.
你说小弟写问题的读圣经的时候，哪里会读得那么细？
And you said, this is something minor. How can you be so detailed when you read the Bible? And you cannot say this is a minor thing.
你跟主的关系在这里
this is,
发表出来一点都不细了。
This is a manifestation, expression of your relationship with God. It's not something minor. So, especially 92, Psalm 92.
92篇它一显明这一件事，就是神对仰望等候他的人的印证。
So in Psalm 92, it tells us the proof that God has for those who wait upon him.
啊，印证什么呢？
What is the proof?
印证上面所说的是。
And what the proofs what follows?
愚昧人是不懂得我的话，所以我也不向他说话。
And because a senseless man, a stupid man, cannot understand my words, therefore I don't speak to them.
但是真正来留意我的人，我就一定要。给上他说话。
But those who pay attention to my words, I will for sure speak to them.
那神要说是什么话呢？
So what is God to say to them?
还是不要漏掉那一句。他说，因为你第四节，因为你耶和华是借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要因你手的工作欢呼。耶和华，你的工作何其大！弟兄姊妹们。我想不必须再解说了，因为以前我们已经说了很多了。
And we just read verses 4 and 5, and we do not have to go into detailed explanation with
just before. 但是我一定要提一下的就是。
But what I need to mention is this.
那一个仰慕主的人，他非常认识到神在他身上工作的目的。
Those who look to the Lord is very clear about the purpose of God's work in them.
他借着神借着他所做的叫人欢喜。
That God has made them glad by what he has done.
他叫他手中的工作让人感觉喜乐的要不得不欢呼。
That by the works of his hand, he caused men to overjoy.
然后就说到印证了耶和华你的工作何其大。你的心思是极其深广，说什么
？And to prove that how great the work of the Lord is and His thoughts are so deep, what does that mean?
从小处来讲，他把人带回到圣洁没瑕疵的地步。
And from a smaller point of angle, that He is bringing man back to blameless without blemish.
从神的安排来讲，那要叫神永远的旨意，借着跟随他的人而成全在这个万有里。
And from God's purpose is he is to bring his eternal will to man to accomplish.
然后神就在把这些话没有说里面的内容，他是说出这两个事情的结果。
And without talking about the content, he bring forth the consequence of these two things.
他说那些做恶的人啊，他们虽然好像什么，好像青草。他发旺的时候，也就是他们灭亡的时候，灭亡到什么时候呢？到永远。
And it says in verse 7, it says the wicked sprouted up like grass, but when they flourish, they will be destroyed forever.
然后第八节你就看到，为你耶和华是至高，直到永远。
And in verse 8 it says, but you, O Lord, are on high forever.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里就举出两个永远。
And here, brothers and sisters, you see there are a couple of forever, forevermore.
那你要活在哪个永远里？
Which forever would you want to live in?
你跟随主可以，你去对付人可以，但是你注意，那个结局是灭亡。
That you don't, if you don't want to follow the Lord and want to deal with men.
为什么是灭亡呢？因为你一定是不会接受神的救恩。
Your ending would be destruction because you would not accept God's salvation.
而你到那个结果一定是灭亡。
And the consequence is destruction.
但是这里强调的不是灭亡。
But here what it emphasizes is not destruction.
这里强调是这个灭亡到什么时候为止。
And it emphasizes where does its destruction lead into in terms of time.
到永远。
It's forevermore.
这是一个永远。
This is the first forevermore.
接着下边有第二个永远。
And then it has another forever.
不一样。
But for you, it's different.
我你耶和华是至高的，直到永远。
But you, O Lord, are on high forever.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
你与神连接了，那你也是接触到一个永远。但是这个永远的内容不是灭亡。
And when you connect with God, you also encounter forever, eternity. But this is not leading to destruction forever.
而是神的自己。
But it's God Himself.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主在九十二篇里头就给我们指出那个准确的路，而这个准确的路呢，现在是祷告的人把它来印证。
And here in Psalm 92, God has pointed out this accurate way, and it's by the one who pray that proves this way.
这是刚才我特别提到你我你我的这个名词代名词的那个翻转了，跟一般的情形翻转过来的时候，那一点感觉。
And this is like what I shared earlier about the order about you and I that is reversed in this Psalm.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果我们真实的像这里所提到的那样来爱主跟随主，来活在主的面前。
If we live truly like this, what's mentioned here that we love the Lord and follow Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你读文字上面就看到对恶人神怎么对付。
Even in the words, we'll see that how God would deal with the wicked ones.
但是对寻求的人。神怎么对付呢？
But for those who seek after God,
神怎么安排呢？
What is God's arrangement for them?
十三节。
Verse 13.
到十二节。
Verse 12.
义人要发旺如棕树，生长如利巴嫩的香柏树。他们在于耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。他们年老的时候，仍要结果子，要满了枝杖而发长。而常发青，好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
We just read from verse 12 to verse 15.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这番话。
Brothers, just take note of these words.
那就是说出了。
They tell us.
你为什么在主的面前要常常喜乐歌唱？来颂扬主。
Why should you be always joyful and sing hymns to praise God?
你要知道你自己在神面前的前途是怎么样。
You need to know your future before the Lord.
这是祷告，好像是摩西，好像是摩西的祷告。
It seems like this is a prayer of Moses.
但是这个祷告里面呢，弟兄姊妹，现在你应该你会提到，几乎都是。神自己用应许的口吻来印证摩西，你所祷告的这些都是实际的。
And it seems like these are prayers, but it is actually it's God's promises toward these prayers to prove that
不是只是摩西的祷告
，to prove that these prayers are reality.
是神在那里印证。摩西的祷告。
It's not just Moses' prayers, but it's God there to prove Moses' prayers.
我们怎么活在爱主的那个光景里，好 叫我们能照着主的心意被主造就到一个地步，永远长青和发青，永远满了结了果子，满了枝长。
And so that
那是神的丰满了。
To remind us that we should love God in order that God can edify us and that we can be kept in the stage where we will yield food and full of sap and very green. And we thank the Lord.
主把我们的前途在这里做了一个很简略又很浓缩的启示。
And here God gives us a very concise picture of our future. Now that's an issue.
我们今天走到哪一步？
Where are we today?
我们走的方向是不是照着主所印证的话？
Our directions, is it according to the words as proven by God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话照明我们的路是正直的，带到神的永远的心意的满足里的。
If the word of the Lord is enlightening our path and is leading to his eternal will,
我们对了
then we are correct.
我们就好好的继续往前走
then we should keep going.
虽然那个距离还是很远
even though there's still a long distance.
但是我们可以现在又开始了，我们又向着主的标杆直跑
but now we can start again to go toward the goal of the Lord.
原谅我这样说
forgive me for saying this.
首先你好好的学诗歌
First, we should learn our hymns well. We should not be someone who sing hymns.
那这个对我们自己没有显出那个神造就的恩典。
And then we cannot manifest God's grace upon
us.
We thank and praise our Lord.
我想晚上我就是和弟兄姊妹交通到这。
I think I'll end my fellowship here tonight.
下次回来。
And next time when we come back.
我们是。注意，今年本来是我们要的，就九十三到九十七。
And next time we will study Psalm 93 to 97.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你自己的话是那样准确的，向我们发出亮光。
Because your words has so accurately enlightened us.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We praise and we worship our Lord.
因为在你那丰盛的救恩里，你不但是救我们脱离罪和死。
Because in your abundant salvation, not only do you cause us to depart from
sin and death. 你要把我们带到完全。
You are to bring us into perfection.
所以，你拼尽了你的，所教出来的，来要把我们造就到一个地步，叫我们可以像你。
So you give us your all to edify us, so that we be like you.
主啊，你知道我们带着许多的愚昧和不准确。
And Lord, you know that we're full of foolishness and inaccuracy.
愿主把你的心意向人解开的时候
，Lord, when you open up your heart desire toward man,
你的灵也在我们的里面做相同的引导和管理。
And may your Spirit work in us to guide us and to
而我们真实的看见你把我们带到那样合你心意的地步
and we can truly see that you will bring us into this position
我们更愿意是看得见全地属神的人都被带到那样的光景叫你的心意满足
and we hope to see that all those who belong to you on earth will be brought to such a condition
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
因为你的话不仅是发出亮光
Not only do you give out light by your words.
并且你的话是带着能力
But your words is full of power.
你自己会成全你所要做的一切
And you will accomplish all that you are to do.
但愿我们不作为你工作进程里头的给你的阻挡
And may we not be a hindrance in your work.
叫我们是很喜乐的来跟上来
and that we can follow you with joy
我们再一次说颂赞感谢 都要归于你。
Once again, we say that praises and thanksgiving be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.